Good morning to all listeners. My name is Ursula Kronenberg and currently I'm working as a reverend and counselor for the Evangelic Lutheran Church in Tanzania. We begin this morning prayer in the name of God Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In these special weeks before Easter, Passiontide, I am always preoccupied with the question of the cross and its meaning, every year in a new way. These thoughts, these reflection happening around Good Friday, gives me something to think about every year and always raises different questions. But this year is a little different. I take part in the exercise in everyday life, Exerzitien im Alltag, an online event organized by Mission One World and Missio Munich. It has the topic Earth connected. In these weeks, I can perceive my strong connection to creation in all its diversity, to people and animals. Anyways, at the moment it's a rainy season here in Tanzania and the gardens and the crops are growing and blossoming in all different kinds of colors. I rediscover creation as a gift from the living God. In Pope Francis Laudato Si, it says, "It is God's will that all creation, reconciled by the transforming power of the Holy Spirit, lives together in the love of Christ in unity and peace." I have to recognize how I am entangled in this exploitative behavior of people in variety of ways. This renders me powerless and sad. Because day by day I stand by and watch how the wonderful nature and many people are tortured and abused. There is space and time to look at our own consumer behaviors, though. When is it enough? When do I step out of my comfort zone and take responsibility? And this is where the cross becomes relevant. The word of the cross is folly to those who are lost, but for us who are saved, it is God's power. So it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. The spiral of death is broken. Violence does not have the last word. And then I try and think the adventurous. What does Jesus' death on the cross mean for our task to quickly change course and take measures against environmental destruction and climate injustice? What path does the path of Jesus show us today to act in a way that is friendly to creation and the people? How can I look like to take the crucified, how can it look like to take the crucified Jesus as an example in questions of climate protection? The reunification of consumption and the just and sustainable use of natural resources? If we die with him, we shall live with him. So it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. How do we discover this secret? How can it be understood? I shall live with these words these days. I shall mumble them, reiterate them myself, then pause and let them come to an end. This path of practice is a long one. Will this path lead me to the point where I have to strength and perseverance to think about alternatives, to dream of a different righteousness and to actually trust the Holy Spirit and His wisdom to facilitate change? In this week's chapter of our experience booklet, exercise booklet, it says, faith begins with the experience that the sure is not safe. The hopeless is not hopeless. The dead is not dead. The resurrection of Jesus opens a living space behind every locked door. The resurrection ends all isolation and every inevitable fate. Another world is possible. This other world is not in the future. The kingdom of God begins here and now. This experience changes everything. The word of the cross is folly to those who are lost, but for us who are saved, it is God's power. For me, every year anew, this is a call to action and a call to strength at the same time. I wish you all a blessed time in these days and a lot of strength for your path towards Easter. Amen.